regional leaders last night reaffirmed a policy of using toll lanes to expand highways in the Charlotte area. The vote by the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization effectively clears the way for tolls on I-77 and for work on expansion of the interstate to begin in earnest. WFAE's David Borax reports.
The vote to uphold the NCDOT's toll lane strategy came after nearly 2 hours of public comments and debate at the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization, or CRTPO. That's a group of local leaders that decides road and transit strategy for the Charlotte area.
All in favor of affirming the Charlotte Regional Transportation Strategy, which includes managed lanes.
When Chair James Taylor of Matthews called for a vote, most members raised their hands in support. Seven, including all the representatives from the Lake Norman area, were opposed. Opponents have been pressuring the DOT to reconsider the first toll lane project in the area, a 50-year contract with a private company to build and operate toll lanes on 26 miles of I-77 from Charlotte to Mooresville. In November, lawmakers from the Lake Norman area demanded that Governor Pat McCrory cancel the contract. The governor responded by asking CRTPO to give a new thumbs up or thumbs down. That brought about Wednesday's vote and a victory for the governor and the DOT. State Transportation Secretary Nick Tennyson.
I am confident that there are people for whom no solution short of cancellation it would satisfy them as being the right outcome. So, no, I don't think it'll be the end of the debate, but I am grateful that CRTPO has at least removed some of the uncertainty under which we were operating.
Opponents, including Mecklenburg County Commissioner Jim Puckett, agreed the debate isn't over. He represents northern Mecklenburg County.
So there are lots of ramifications that will come out of what I think is an extraordinarily self-centered, Charlotte-centric plan that is turning their backs on the rest of the communities, and they're going to have to start to react to that.
Work on the new lanes began in November, and they could open in 2018. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.